Madam Deputy Lord Lieutenant, Mr. Mayor, Your Excellencies, veterans from Russia and from the UK, and ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls. The first thing we're doing today is remembering the sacrifice made by so many. One death in war is a tragedy. The millions of deaths that we commemorate from our allies from the former Soviet Union is a tragedy almost beyond imagining. The beautiful statue here is called Sorrowful, because we rightly should have sorrow that so many had to pay that price. But the price they paid was a price for something that is the greatest prize that is ever able to be achieved on the international stage, and that's an end to war and a beginning of peace. And I want to say thank you from me, and if I may be so bold as to say so, from all in our communities here, for those who went out to take on nationalism, excessive, extreme nationalism and racism and intolerance, which was the hallmark of the German and Italian governments in the 40s. Deputy Lieutenant, in order to win wars against nationalism and racism and intolerance, we always need allies. We need allies militarily from time to time, but we also need allies for other things. We need allies to win the wars that remain to be fought in the world against poverty and injustice and inequality and a lack of freedom. I've had the privilege of being the Member of Parliament here for 32 years and in recent months a Minister of the Government. Democracy meant that as of yesterday I was freed of those responsibilities. And I give thanks for democracy, even though it's caused me a little personal inconvenience. I wish my successor all the best, as he knows well. But it allows me to end by saying three things very simply and very shortly, if I may. I hope our government will never forget that we are part of this great continent, from the Urals to the Atlantic and from the Arctic to the Mediterranean, and that we, the United Kingdom, in the days ahead, will not turn our back on our allies in Europe and remain strong and committed to being part of the leadership of this great continent of ours. If I may say to somebody I regard as a friend in many ways and respect greatly, the Russian ambassador who's here, so we want to continue to build the links with you and with every former Soviet country, now independent. It is in the interest of all of us that we have the strongest possible links of comity and friendship. In honor of the veterans who gave their lives and who are here and who we remember, but in the interests of all our fellow citizens. And if I may end by saying respectfully, but clearly, that we need to go on, all of us, making sure that the Europe we build in the former Soviet Union and in the rest of our continent is one where we never threaten our neighbours, but we always support them and love them and care for them. We want an end to wars in Europe forever, not just to remember the end of the war in Europe 70 years ago. And we want an increase in democracy and freedom in Europe forever. And that will be the legacy that the veterans gave their lives for. And I hope and pray we will all work together for those objectives. Thank you, veterans, for what you allowed us to celebrate. And thank you all for being here to join in this wonderful celebration.